That leads well into the next question, which is about the World Heritage Committee, which of course is a very influential body, as we know, and you know the convention very well, and it was intended to be a professional body. Quote, states members of the committee shall choose as their representatives persons qualified in the field of the cultural or natural heritage. This is one we quote all the time. But at the same time, it is an international treaty, the World Heritage Convention, and many countries are now sending heads of diplomats as heads of delegations. How would you assess the balance between technical, professional input and political representation?
Well, my first thing, obviously, is that the change from the experts to His Excellencies. This, to my mind, demands a leadership from UNESCO, and this is what is missing. And it's very simple that the leadership at UNESCO could get to the member states and says, it is an intergovernmental committee of experts. I want to know exactly who the expert is, and anything else is not in accordance with the rules of procedure. The heads of UNESCO need to ensure that they've got at least two member states or state parties to the convention which are willing to support that and actually do it in the committee to make sure that this is taking place. This is where leadership is required, and it's very simple to do.
What about the representativity of the committee?
And I've actually tried to generate an idea that rather than regions, we should go by seas. In other words, regions is a very modern concept for culture, spreading of culture. Cultures went through over the seas. And I suggested that we should group countries by seas. I suggested that there was a great conference on the seven seas and culture at the UNESCO from the Water Convention. I said to them once, why don't we as culture join that convention and then speak about it? And I said to them, okay, I don't want to change it, but I want to add another layer of representation. I'm very impressed by Amartya Sen, who the urban economist is a Nobel laureate, and he has written a little book called Identities and Violence. And in my words, he's saying the more identities you have, the less violence there is. So if you're just Arab group, and you're just Europe, but if you say no, there's a Mediterranean group as well, suddenly you break down the fact that it is essentially a one-sided fundamentalist nationalistic issues. And that is why that I believe that the seas are probably the most important thing to bring to the country. So I think representation is problematic purely by the fact that it is one-sided, it's based on nation. The only way that we can change that is to multiply our identities.